Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden visits Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the deadly bridge collapsed there, Biden pledging full federal support following the disaster last week. The governor again lays out the complex challenges facing crews at the site of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The complicated nature of this is, you know, we have a ship that is nearly the size of the Eiffel Tower that is now stuck within the channel that has the Key Bridge sitting on top of it. And so this is going to be a long road.
Governor Moore spoke on CNN State of the Union Sunday. Cranes are currently removing the wreckage of the fallen bridge and cargo ship. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing turmoil. There's been a surge in a rare bacterial infection in the U.S., USA's John Schaefer with more.
That has prompted the CDC to issue alerts to doctors regarding meningococcal infection, which may present with atypical symptoms. This year, approximately 1 in 6 identified cases have resulted in death, a higher rate than usual for such infections. Additionally, this outbreak is notable for its impact on middle-aged adults. Meningitis typically targets babies to young adults.
The Federal Department of the Interior is advancing plans for culling of an invasive owl species on the West Coast. They hope to destroy about 500,000 barred owls between now and the year 2030. It's an effort to protect the endangered northern spotted owl. However, animal advocates oppose the plan, saying there will be mix-ups where the wrong owls are shot and disruptions to nesting behavior. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Officials say an 11-year-old boy who sustained a gunshot wound to the head in St. Paul, Minnesota, remained in critical condition, while a 13-year-old was arrested in connection with the incident. Multiple local outlets reported that authorities were called to the shooting about 9 p.m. Friday at an apartment in St. Paul's Frogtown neighborhood. A funeral service on Long Island for New York City Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
We mourn the tragic death of one of our own, Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
That is New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21 prior arrests. He leaves behind a wife and 1-year-old son.
USA's Laura Winters. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver receiver Rasheed Rice is being sought in connection with a multi-vehicle crash in the Dallas area over the weekend and may have involved high-speed racing. Police say a car registered or leased to Rice was involved in the six-car crash Saturday night. So far, there are accounts of a pair of sports cars racing along a highway causing the crash, leaving at least two injured, suspects immediately fleeing the scene on foot, according to witnesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you heard? Two-thirds of American Christians don't know how to tell others about Jesus, but it can be as easy as asking a simple question. Our Have You Heard challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people throughout the year if they've heard the gospel message. If someone responds that they've not heard, then the believer can share about the love of Christ with them. If the person already knows Christ, they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's time for Christians in America to stop internalizing our faith and get out there and share it. It might seem daunting to share the gospel, but all it takes is one simple question. Have you heard? To learn how you can initiate spiritual conversations and potentially make an eternal impact in the lives of people in your own community, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, with all that's been happening in our government, one of the things I've learned over the years is that there's always an opportunity, but you got to understand the rules of play here. What has happened for the most part is we've worked our butts off on this hamster wheel of life, and making a living, supporting our families. And then all of a sudden you get a deleterious a government that comes in and is doing the kind of things that this administration is doing to us. You know, everybody's got to buy an electric car. And, even though it doesn't seem to be the right thing to do, it's not consistent with our lifestyle. We find out that money is being siphoned off to other nations that we're not even interested in, particularly interest groups. Oh, let's forgive tuition debt, because that serves the party and it generates votes. It's all about votes for the, one party over another. It's not about our taxes serving the welfare of the people who've contributed to those taxes. It's all about buying votes. Is really what it comes down to, which is rather disgusting, and or a particular interest of a politician or a group of politicians, these elites that are in control. And this is what we're faced with. And what we're also faced with is the reality of $34 trillion in debt. Oh, yeah, by the way, and I've heard the numbers is that's the, kind of the published line of liability. But the total liability that our government has signed up for, and that in a sense we've become co-signees of this other debt, you could argue $150-200 trillion total. Okay, are we in trouble? Do you kind of understand? But you see, the thing is that when you realize that you are in trouble and that you're having to deal with the reality of this debt. What's happening? And meanwhile, this is happening and our taxes, they're find a way to tax us and take away our money. So you got to understand what's going on with the game and how do you play the game to where you take advantage? Because no matter what, there's always opportunity that's there. They can't cover everything. All right. As much and try as they might. And no matter how many more IRS agents they hire, they still cannot cover everything. This is why you need to listen to this next interview with Linda J. Hansen. She's the founder and president of Prosperity 101, author of Prosperity 101, Job Security Through Business Prosperity, The Essential Guide to Understanding How Policy Affects Your Paycheck. Linda Hansen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure and honor to be here.
Well, what you are dealing with, what you've dealt with, I mean, you even have a podcast, so you're serving the people and educating them to understand that you don't have to just surrender, that you can be smart about this and take advantage of the bumbling mistakes that political interests are taking us down a road of insanity. But there is some... there's some redemption here if you're smart, right?
Absolutely. There's always hope. And as believers in Christ, we know that there is always hope. And, you know, we are a covenant nation, and I believe that God has a wonderful plan for America. And I don't think that this is the end of America. I believe he's raising a remnant, and I believe that what I tried to do is to really keep the soil fertile for the gospel. If we allow these progressive liberal Marxist ideologies to continue to flood our government and at all levels of government, you know, we won't have the freedom to share the gospel. Right. We won't have the freedom to create the wealth that is needed, the resources that help share the gospel and provide for physical and emotional, spiritual needs of people all around the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Linda, I think that some people have been so overwhelmed, you know, by what has happened in our government, our finances, inflation, all that's going on. I mean, this has really impacted people in the hardest of ways. I mean, right now, what are we, about $1,100, $1,200 more per month? I mean, how do you do that? And people aren't making $1,100, $1,200 more in their job every month. So this is a tough situation that we're in, but what you're bringing to the front here is, look at, we are going to claim our Christian birthright. We're going to trust in God, and we're going to choose to align with God and what God is doing. Because right now, it's like a good friend of mine says that, it's not that the world is falling apart. It's falling in place. Okay. And so it's falling apart if you're going to follow the evil one, if you're going to follow the things that promote death and these Marxist ideologies, totalitarian, that is the road to death. Now, there is that other option, the road to life, which God gives us. So the opportunity that we have right now is to align our thinking, align our economy, the things that we're responsible, our families, those things that we're responsible for, let's align them with the things that promote life and promote God, right? That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. And my program that I have, the podcast, as well as even my online course and the resources I have on my website, prosperity101.com, they're not necessarily specifically quote unquote Christian, but everything, I mean, labeled Christian, I should say, but it all comes from that Christian scriptural perspective. It comes from the idea that freedom and prosperity comes from the Lord. It is
exactly
human flourishing. It is human flourishing. It is allowing us to become everything that God created us to be. And when we see now these so many millions of people going to the voting booths and voting themselves right out of their jobs because they do not understand the policies that allow for their employers to actually employ them.
Exactly.
And to allow for the freedom that we have for freedom of movement or, you know, whatever, the freedom to live our lives the way that we choose, right? Well, so many people don't understand that. And there's about, I think, 60 to 62 million people employed by privately held or family-owned businesses in the United States. And, you know, when you think of the percentage of even Christians who didn't vote, let alone Christians or these employees who go to the voting booth without understanding, you know, we could really begin to educate the populace if we help them understand. And I truly believe the workplace is a almost like a final frontier for believers and for freedom-loving individuals to re-educate. So many people have not been educated in the public school system, and they need to understand the principles of United States government and what it takes to have freedom.
Well, the foundational issue that you said, and I want to I want to bold up the type. I want to enlarge the type on this issue. Clearly, the people understand where freedom comes from. It doesn't come from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, the Republican Party, Donald Trump. It doesn't. That's not where freedom comes from, ladies and gentlemen. Only from God. Even though you have, I'll never forget this cute little deal that Kamala Harris was saying when she was running for vice president. She talked about something that one of the first things as a little kid that she said, and you know, her mother asked her, or maybe it was an aunt or something, asked her what she wanted. And she go, I want freedom. I want freedom. Well, you may want freedom, but if you're not connected from the one that gives it to you, good luck.
Is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Just a way you'd like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery once in a while. Thank you for putting up with me. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Linda J. Hansen, founder and president of Prosperity 101, continues with us. She is the author of Prosperity 101. We were just talking off air, and I didn't realize this. I don't know how I missed this, but I should have known because she's very well known for her role as an executive vice president, deputy chief of staff for Herman Cain's U.S. presidential campaign in the 2012 election cycle. Linda, I don't know if I shared with you, but I got a picture with Herman Cain. We ran in to each other at NRB, just right before he passed. And I cherished that picture. I thought that here is a hardworking, no-nonsense guy who, businessman, he had all the goods and, did everything. I think he could have served our country in so many ways because he understood what was going on and he really had a servant's heart. God had a different plan for him, but his idea and how to deal with the IRS, I mean, just put it on a 3x5 card and we'll take care of the problem, right?
Yes, 999. It was a wonderful plan. Yes, 999,
exactly.
And, yeah. And, you know, Herman Cain was a wonderful mentor, friend, colleague, prayer partner. I feel so blessed. I worked with him in many different projects and things for over 12 years. I was just absolutely blessed to work with him.
How did you meet him?
I met him through politics, basically. I was speaking at a lot of different events, and we often were sharing the stage, at different events, and just really got to know him through that. And then when I really felt the call to start Prosperity 101, I asked him to be an advisor. I sought his advice. And was so blessed that all the way through up until his death, he continued to advise me. He was wonderful. But then I was one of two people who convinced him to run for president. I went to him and said, Mr. Cain, we think America wants a Herman Cain in the White House, a businessman in the White House, and we think you should run for president and we can take you to number one, which, of course, we did. We held him there for 6 weeks, no paid advertising, but we were really thankful. But, God had a different plan. And we didn't have Twitter or Donald Trump's money back then to fight the establishment. But we really feel we were able to change the course of history and begin to, really wake people up about some things. And so it's just an honor and a blessing to work with him. I know he was really favorable and encouraging about what I've always tried to do with Prosperity 101. He knew that people needed to understand how all of these issues affected their day-to-day life. And if they could start to understand that, they would vote differently. And that's my goal is, it's not partisan what I try to do. And Herman Cain, he was, obviously on the Republican ticket, but it was just so common sense. It was common sense solutions. And that's, when I think of what I do with Prosperity 101, just trying to help people understand how these issues affect their daily life. I shared with you during the break a really wonderful story. One time I was doing a workshop in a business, and I do have an online course that can take the place of me being in every business, but which employers could use. But I was in a workshop leading with the owner of this business, and I was speaking to union route drivers. It was 5:30 in the morning, dark, cold. They didn't want to be there. They had no interest in what was going on. One guy in particular, I thought, I don't want to meet him in a dark alley. He sat in the corner of the room with his arms folded, his scowl. But as the presentation went on, his body language opened up, and at the Q&A, he raised his hand and said, so let me get this straight. If those policies over there make it hard for Jim over here to employ me and pay my paycheck and my benefits, why do I want to vote for people who support those policies? To which I said, exactly. Mm. And that is, we have a couple generations of people who have come through public education system. They have not learned even the Bill of Rights, right? They have not learned the basic system of government. They've not learned why capitalism is really a wonderful thing for freedom. They have not learned. And so employers everywhere, I'm speaking to you, you have a wonderful opportunity. You have these 20, 30, 40-year-old people who have no clue why America became the greatest nation in the world, why they can have freedom to worship God. They have no clue. Mm-hmm. But employers, you can share it with them in a nonpartisan way. You can share basic truths. You know, in my course and in my book, I just walk people through foundations of prosperity, simple policies of prosperity, and then the citizenship step, how to protect your prosperity by becoming informed, involved, and impactful. I believe doing this really unleashes the power of employers and entrepreneurs and employees to reclaim and preserve America. You know, we just kind of ceded, we just gave that over, these mountains of culture. We gave over the mountain of culture to business. And so CRT and DEI and ESG are in the workplaces, and conservative Christian employers are afraid to say things. And I say no more. No, no, no. You need to speak up because you have truth. You have truth.
Well, look what happened. Look what DEI has done to business. It's devastated them. And I mean, look at the reported losses, whether you're talking Disney or Bud Light and on and on. This is clearly not working. This is insanity. And what you are bringing, you know, bringing here to the to businesses, you know, I look at it this way, Linda. I mean, when you empower the employees like this, I mean, what is the net effectiveness of a thriving employee in a company? This is huge.
Well, it not only brings, you know, the loyalty, engagement, and retention. I tell people, Dawson Trotman, who founded the Navigators Ministry, used to say they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Exactly.
And when an employer, in a nonpartisan way, when an employer can go to the employee and say, I care about you. I care. I'm offering you this course, like my course, a brief 12-lesson online course, and get on the website, prosperity101.com. If you can't afford it, let me know. We'll work out pricing. But anyway, even just, I have some poster packs there, very easy to use, very affordable. It just shows them, I care about you. I want you to be free. I want your family to flourish. I want you to prosper. I want you to grow, reach your fullest potential. These are things that people love to hear. And if employers can say that to their employees and show them basic truths, they never tell them who to vote for. I would never want someone to tell someone who to vote for. But, you know, we can take a coaching approach. We can coach them. We can help them. We can ask them questions that get their thinking started.
Exactly.
And that is, we can teach them how to think about a thing, not what to think. It's just like raising kids. We do not want to tell them. They're adults. Yeah. They need to make their own decisions. But employers have a unique opportunity to provide them with information that mainstream media is not sharing with them.
Well, and certainly not a $200,000 college education.
Right.
Right?
Right. That we're paying for, right.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing, you know, helping people understand that, you know, basic things, too. Like, government doesn't have anything until we give it to them. One of my lessons is called So Many Isms, Which One Is Best for Me? And it just asks people, you know, how would you choose? What do you want for your life? You have to ask what you want for your life before you start deciding on the worldview and the type of government you'll support. So it's so important. I hope people will go to prosperity101.com, look at my resources, contact me. I'd love to work with employers. And, you know, let's take back this mountain of culture. Let's take it back so that truth can reign and the gospel can be shared freely, because we need these policies to protect our freedom. So
This is why we need an educated and knowledgeable voter. We've had a low information voter for so long. This is how we elected someone to be president. That, you know, 3 years after the fact, you're going, who voted for this guy? Because everybody says, I didn't vote for him. Linda Hansen, thank you for being with us.
Or air conditioner busted, appliance broken, computer crashed. Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. The mayor of Baltimore already making the case for additional federal assistance coming to his city in the wake of the Key Bridge collapse. Mayor Brandon Scott telling CBS's Face the Nation he sees it as an essential economic issue.
This matters to the global economy, and it does not. This should not be something that has anything or any conversation around party.
The 39-year-old mayor said he's ignoring the noise. Some critics are claiming the Baltimore mayor's diversity, equity, and inclusion policies led to the bridge collapse. President Biden has agreed to devote $60 million in emergency relief for Baltimore in the wake of the disaster. Former President Donald Trump will be on the campaign trail this week. He's heading to Wisconsin and Michigan, as recent polling shows the race between Trump and Biden tightening in both key swing states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I got a piece on Letitia McEvil. I'm surprised Donald Trump has not used that. You know, this takes us back to our David Clayton Thomas, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Lucretia McEvil. But I think that's the tie-in, right? What do you think?
It's a great tie-in. I'd totally forgotten that song. I've heard it before. But Lucretia McEvil and Letitia McEvil, that sounds very similar. Yeah, that's really good, actually. Brilliant.
Well,
and he likes the classic rock fans. It's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm surprised Trump is not. But he'll listen to us and he'll pick it up, and then we'll start hearing Letitia McEvil.
That's really good.
As if he doesn't have enough trouble already, you know, for defamation or whatever else, and he's probably going, oh, thanks a lot, Bill. Just add another, you know, couple hundred million dollars to the tab here. Why not? You know.
Yeah, they'll find him $75 million just for saying Letitia McEvil. That's really good.
Well, you're writing that he should sue Letitia. Mm-hmm. McEvil. See, I'm going to say Letitia McEvil now forever for sex and race and discrimination, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, she. I didn't know this until I saw this thing on Fox News a couple of nights ago. She said when she was running for attorney general, mm-hmm. stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale. Wow. And then she chanted, too male, too pale, too stale, too male, too pale, too stale, chanting over and over in front of a rally crowd. And, you know, if you think somebody's ideas are stale, that's okay. But when you say too male and too pale, at that point you're now engaging in sex discrimination and race discrimination. And if she's got that kind of an attitude, I think you can argue under the 1964 Civil Rights Act that he's being discriminated against on the basis of sex and race. And the 64 Civil Rights Act says very clearly any state agency that gets federal money that engages in sex and race discrimination is guilty of discrimination and you know, is going to be in big trouble. And as luck would have it, she has collected something under her on her watch, something like $311 million in federal subsidies for substance abuse treatment, forensic science improvement, statistical analysis, a lot of other stuff. So she's definitely taking federal money. Well, at the same time, she's, you know, been spouting off about too male and too pale, and I think there's a case to be made that under the 64 Civil Rights Act, that Donald J. Trump's civil rights are being abused and denied by Letitia McEvil, and he ought to go to federal court, make that case.
Yeah. Well, and how does she hold on to her license? You know, first of all, running for office, targeting a political figure directly. I thought that that was verboten. Did something get lost in translation along with everything else that Black Lives Matter, for example, was ignored for offending?
Well, you know, a lot of stuff got buried in the George Floyd riots, including, I guess, the U.S. Constitution, due process, basic decency, among other things. But as I explained in my article, American Spectator, the headline is Trump should sue Letitia James for sex and race discrimination. American Spectator ran this the other day. And I point out, as you say, when she ran for attorney general, you know, her big campaign plank was, I'm going to get Trump. And she'd say, I'm specifically going to prosecute him for this crime or that crime. Just get Trump. Generally get Trump, you know. Find some way to lock the guy up just for laughs. And that's not what prosecutors are supposed to do. And run for office, no less, and have that as the main plank of your campaign. She said over and over in her campaign, you know, I'm going to get up in the morning, prosecute Donald J. Trump, defend your rights, and go home. I think she said that several times. So, I mean, to have that level of bias and animus, even before she's elected, even before she's sworn in, I think is that really should be grounds for disbarment. I mean, she should not be in this position at all.
Exactly.
At all.
Yeah, what's the basis of it? Is it just because, you know, he represented the man, the white man? And after all the things, you know, I think there needs to be an article where we sit there and delineate, DeRoy, all the good things that Donald Trump did for New York. And compare it with all the good things that Letitia McEvil has done for New York.
Well, she's not done much for us. I mean, I live in New York City, and she's the attorney general here, and she's been so focused on getting Trump. You know, it's all she seems to do. Our crime rate's out of control, shoplifting galore. I can tell you, I live around the corner from a Duane Reade, a store that used to be open 24 hours a day. They are closing at 11 p.m. because they can't handle all the shoplifting. I talked to one of the managers there, and he told me that he estimated that they're losing about $5,000 a day to shoplifting. That's about $1.5 million a year, if you extrapolate it. And on top of that, you've got, I said, you know, now that they're closing at 11, has that decreased the shopping, the shoplifting? He said, no, it's just rather than coming in at 2 or 3 in the morning, they come in at 8 or 9 p.m. So it's just shifted it earlier in the day. They reschedule the shoplifting.
Yeah, shoplifting hours have been altered now.
Yes, exactly.
You know, right?
Yes.
In order
for
to.
Shoplifting convenience, please come in between 9 a.m. and 11 p.m. It's
11
about $1.8 million. I mean, if you extrapolate $5,000 a day, it's about $1.8 million they're losing. And that's a significant chunk of dough. My fear is that they're just going to get fed up and close the store. And that
well,
way,
yeah,
my
exactly.
pharmacy. So
right.
when I need, you know, when I need my pharmaceutical drugs, that's where I get them. You know, I'm fit. I can walk around and go to another place. But, you know, if you're 80, 90 years old, that's where you go to get your drugs. And you'd have to walk from there to someplace, you know, 6, 7, 8 blocks away. You know, that's a significant inconvenience. And so this is the kind of thing Letitia James ought to be focused on. And she's not doing that because she's spending, you know, every waking hour getting Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my question is what she'd contribute. I mean, I look at the skyline of New York. I see nothing that she did to, you know, improve the skyline and building anything. Job creation, has she created a job? You know, what is the viability and contribution to New Yorkers that she has done, you know, compared to what Donald Trump has done?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any jobs she's created. I don't know of any businesses she's launched. I don't know any charitable contributions she's made versus Donald J. Trump, who built Trump Tower. He took over and runs 40 Wall Street. Woolman Rink, I believe, under Mayor Ed Koch, was just sitting there. Ice Rink was supposed to be functioning in Central Park, was sitting there just doing nothing. And Trump came in and says, you know, give me control of this and see what I can do. And I think within something like 3 months, people were ice skating on top of Woolman Rink.
Exactly.
Versus just a hole with a bunch of pipes, which it was under government when the government was running it under Ed Koch. So we've seen time and time again, Donald J. Trump launches businesses, opens office buildings, opens hotels, runs apartment buildings. These people all have employees.
Exactly.
He creates jobs. He pays tax revenue, a lot of tax revenue, property tax and other kinds of tax. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can love the guy, you can hate the guy, but he's actually being productive and contributing something to the city of New York and upstate, you know, Westchester and elsewhere and all around the world. Versus Letitia James, who just, you know, she's got him in court. She's got this, you know, monomaniacal obsession with getting Trump. That seems to be also, you know, that's all she's doing for her salary that I and other New Yorkers are paying.
Yeah. What a legacy after all is said and done. I mean, this is really pathetic. And how she survives this whole situation and why the bar doesn't, you know, go after her and disbar her. I don't know. I mean, you cannot have this in a civil society. This is wrong on so many levels. And of course, New Yorkers are already paying the price because you've got international businesses, you've got local businesses that are quietly packing their bags. They're not making any big announcement like some golfers saying, hey, we're leaving California, we're going to go to Florida. I mean, they're just packing their bags and exiting stage left.
You know, you make a very good point, which is I wish when companies pack up and leave California, New York, New Jersey, and the other high tax, you know, Democrat states, they give a press conference. Say, you know what? We're out of here. Here's why: too much tax, too much crime, endless regulations, etc. And so, bye. We're off to Texas. We're off to Florida. Here's why. That would be helpful because it would at least put a light on the problem. Usually, what they do is they sneak out at 3 a.m. when nobody's looking and disappear, and you just don't see them. But you're at least aware that they're not there anymore. The office is closed. Whatever. What you do not see, there's absolutely no way of seeing the business that otherwise would come in and says, you know what, we're not even going to go to New York. That's invisible, totally invisible. Yeah. There's no way to track that. So there's no way for us to track the company that otherwise would come here and open its headquarters or open an office here, but they see that the torture that Trump is enduring. And you know what? We don't need any part of that. Let's go somewhere where we're actually welcome and given a big bear hug when when we arrive. And, you know, our efforts are applauded and rewarded and cheered on rather than vilified and excoriated.
Without a doubt. Going to break. Got more from DeRoy on the other side. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, along with Roy Murdoch, the Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. Well, the Dems are, if they weren't before in a full-blown panic, they have to be now. I mean, polling, everything about Joe Biden puts into question if this guy can even survive the convention. I mean, there's not even any soft chatter. I mean, it is loud chatter about bring on Michelle as the saving grace of the Democratic Party, because they do not they're losing faith in Joe Biden.
Well, they are. And boy, the numbers are terrible. I think James Carville, the big Democrat campaign consultant, he said, you look at amazing comment. He said, you look at Biden's polls. He said, it's kind of like looking at your grandmother naked. You know, it's something you can't see.
Exactly.
Quite a comment. But for example, I just saw today, Hispanic voters are supporting Trump, 46% Trump, 40% Biden. So Biden is behind by 6% among Hispanics, which is down from something like, I think he got 70%, so he's gone from 70 mm-hmm. down to 40. That's a 30-point drop. And there's no way you can win the White House if you have that big a piece of your base disappear. Among blacks, Trump won, I believe it was about 12% of the black vote in 2020, according to exit polls at the time. He's now up to 22, some surveys, 28% mm-hmm. of the black vote. And that sort of thing probably will increase as you see the illegal aliens coming in and getting all kinds of free stuff. And black folks are sitting here thinking, all right, well, we've been here since, 16, 17, 1800s, and we're not getting free stuff. So they're jumping ahead of us to getting all these goodies. I just saw here in New York, this is an appalling story. There is a school here in New York City that has a 90% black population, or 90% minority, I think mainly black students, mm-hmm. Specifically special needs kids with autism and other disabilities. And New York City has decided to move them out of their school into an older school without appropriate facilities, so a bunch of illegal alien kids can occupy their school. And I got to think the Democrat parents, most of their parents are probably Democrats here in New York, mm-hmm. Ought to look at this and say, you know what, why are we voting for people who will not just move black kids out of a school to let in illegal aliens, but move mm-hmm. disabled kids with autism and other special needs out of their school, which is prepared for them with special facilities that are helpful for them in their conditions, and get them out of the way to bring in the illegal aliens and put these other black and Hispanic New York American citizens into a school that I think was built in 1904, 1905, that's apparently dilapidated, falling apart. you know, if you're going to put anybody anywhere, why not put the illegal aliens into the old school and put the American citizens in a special school that's designed for kids with disabilities? No, no. Let's get them out of there, shove them out of the way, and bring in the illegals and put them in the better school and put the American citizens into the beaten up, old, dilapidated school that's falling apart. I mean, that kind of thing is disgusting. And the more that Black and Hispanics hear about this, the more they're going to say, you know what, there's no reason to support this party. The hell with them. Time to support Trump and the Republicans.
Well, this is why Joe Biden, you know, and the Democratic Party, all they know is to buy votes. So legal or illegal, but especially illegals right now, they're using a lot of our tax money to buy that vote. And so with all the freebies, that that welcome wagon packet that they give to all the illegals, included in there is a blank ballot form.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they'll all be given a ballot. And even though, you know, we have an open discussion about illegals voting in a national election, you know it's going to happen. They are going to cheat out their skulls. Go ahead.
I mean, these people are getting, you know, free phones and free plane tickets. I'm not sure they're getting free ballots per se, but a lot of these people come in and get driver's licenses. And there's certain states now where you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. And they don't
California,
say, are you a U.S.
California
citizen?
Case in point.
You got it. You got a driver's license. Boom, here's your ballot. So there are people who get ballots, including people who are legal, lawful immigrants who get ballots, and they run to the Immigration and Customs Service, the Customs immigration offices, say, look, you know, I didn't register to vote. I didn't ask for this. Please fix this, because when I am ready for my green card, I don't want you guys to think that, you know, I cheated and I voted. I didn't. I didn't ask for this ballot. I don't want this ballot. Get this ballot as far from me as possible, because these people get driver's licenses, which they can, and boom, they're automatically registered to vote. And this is not an accident. This is exactly what the Democrats want, is to get as many of these people registered with the ability to vote. Some of them nefariously will, no, I know this is against the law, I'll go vote. Others of them may just innocently think, you know, hey, Biden gave me a free phone, free plane ticket, free hotel room, you know, free health care, my kids are in school, so I guess if I got a ballot, I can vote.
Exactly.
And by the way, if you're, it's one thing to show up at the polls, but if you get a free ballot in the mail, and the ballot harvesters know they're there, they're going to come knock on your door and say, oh, just fill out your ballot. Oh, fill out the little bubble that says Biden. I'll take care of that, and you don't worry about it. And, you know, you do that 5,000 or 6,000 times in a swing state, and boom, all of a sudden, they've got Georgia, they've got Arizona, they've got Michigan, you know, this sort of thing. So this is a really, really serious problem, and my fear is that we're going to have some of these illegal aliens coming across the border and either nefariously or somewhat innocently voting in not 20 years or 10 years or 5 years, but in this election in November. And that is a big, massive national crisis.
Well, and also you're talking 10 million, at least estimated here, at least 10 million illegal immigrants and growing. And what is this going to mean 6 years down the road for the next census, DeRoy?
Absolutely.
Demographically,
right.
This is going to change the makeup of our country. And and Joe Biden and Barack Obama, their wishes are going to come true.
Even if these folks are not voting, the plan is that they will be moved into a lot of these Democrat states that are thinning out. You know, people are up and leaving, as we said earlier, leaving California, leaving Illinois, leaving New York. Mm-hmm. And the illegal aliens are going to come in and replace these people and be counted for the census. So
exactly.
New York State, for example, instead of losing one or two congressional seats, will keep one or two congressional seats because we have our quote-unquote newcomers here, filling in for all the people who've up and left for Texas, Florida, Tennessee, et cetera. And so that means more electoral votes for president in a state like New York, more votes in the House for the New York delegation, and, of course, more money, because if you have a lot of these programs are based on what your population is, and so Uncle Sam will write a bigger check for
right
the state
wrong.
Of New York, and
exactly.
The more right than wrong, correct. We'll write a bigger check for all the people in New York, including the illegal aliens. You know, we used to have a question on the census for many years, all the way back to the 1830s, that just said, are you a citizen? The left screamed and yelled and said they wanted to, Trump said he wanted to take that question. Let me go back one step. Obama took that question off the regular census. Trump wanted to put it back on the census, as it had been for 180, 200 years. And, of course, the left screamed racism, bigotry, Nazi, Hitler, blah, blah, blah. Well, all he wanted to do is go back to the way it was under Bill Clinton, under Jimmy Carter, under Lyndon Johnson, et cetera. And, unfortunately, the U.S. Department of Justice under Attorney General Barr came up with a very cockamamie argument about one agency having an interagency task force and even information to do this, that. You couldn't follow it. And the Supreme Court said, you know what, we can't follow your argument. We're going to stick with what we have. And so we did not ask the question about the census, about citizenship in the last census. So now this will be two censi, I guess is the word, without the citizenship question. So now maybe in 2030 we'll skip it again. But I think it's very important to ask the citizenship question. Hopefully, if a Republican president pushes for that, it'll be with a very simple argument, which is every president did it up until Obama stopped it and put it back on the census. And then we can say, okay, New York has them, and make the number 22 million people, 20 of them are citizens, 2 million of them are illegal, so we only apportion for 20, not 22, and
exactly
the number of House seats, Electoral College seats accordingly. This is important, and this is one of the reasons that illegal aliens have been, you know, borders ripped open, they're coming across, is to pad those numbers for the Democrat Party with illegal aliens.
Yeah. It's a little bit of what, you know, LBJ did in the mid-60s. In stacking the deck. This is a new iteration of it. Instead of using, you know, minorities as LBJ used for the war on poverty, it's Biden and the Democratic Party now using illegal immigrants to stack the deck against America's citizens. I mean, this is just blatant to Roy.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. They're doing it out in the open, you know, under the noonday sun. You see it on television every single night. You saw the people coming across the border, I think in El Paso, ripping down the concertina wire. And basically, people say, oh, it's not an invasion. You're overstaying. That was an invasion. You can't call it anything other than an invasion of the United States. People ripping down, physically ripping down the border and running in the United States and knocking over National Guardsmen who were down there, including one or two who I think were injured.
I mean, the National Guard was just overwhelmed. Exactly.
Oh,
I mean, they were like they were like bullfighters without a red cape. Olé, just let them go through, right?
To the ground. Yeah, I mean, if that's not invasion, I don't know what is. And I believe, by the way, some of those were arrested, but they've all been freed. They've all been given parole, and they're you know, could be right next to you right now, Bill, or next to our listeners. So
did Kamala Harris? Did she place the? Did she pay the bail for them or something or what?
Probably so. Yeah.
Well, here we are. I mean, this is America today, ladies and gentlemen. And it is black and white. It really is. There's no in between on this. This is a binary choice. Either we're going to have an America that believes in the rule of law, or we're going to have Biden's America, where lawlessness and crime will reign. Right? That's what we're seeing.
Well, those things, that, you know, and lies. I mean, I'd be so much happier if Joe Biden at least were running on a positive program. But it seems like his, as I write a piece, and it's going to come out in Newsmax, Newsmax should be running this, his whole campaign seems to be on, okay, tell as many lies as possible. I mean, we had the bloodbath lie last week, where a comment about the bloodbath in the U.S. auto industry, as Trump said. That was turned into, oh, there's going to be a bloodbath in the streets, and people will be, you know, killed on the streets if Democrats fight. Wins, you know, complete nonsense. And then we have the other lie about Trump not going to the cemetery in France because he thought the people buried there were, quote, losers and suckers, quote unquote. I wrote about that personally. I wrote five different articles, which I quoted 16 different people by name who said, no, we were in France. We were on the delegation with Trump. This isn't true. He didn't visit that cemetery because of bad weather. Very low clouds made helicopter travel impossible. Getting there back and forth and motorcade didn't work logistically, so he didn't go there. But the next day he went to a different American military cemetery near Paris and he laid a wreath and so forth.
Roy Murdoch, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Okay, you be well. Thank you, Bill.
You got it. Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is